Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told CNN Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. On NBC's Meet the Press, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The goal at the end of the day is to hold Iran accountable, is to get them to be good community leaders, is to get them to stop all of these violations that they're doing. What we're trying to say is, look, the agreement was an incentive. The agreement was for you to stop doing certain things. You haven't stopped doing certain things. So what do we do to make Iran more accountable so that they do?
The Iranian agreement was signed in 2015 between Tehran, the U.S., European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China. The death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu over the weekend has now topped 270. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning Al-Shabaab, the militant group which often claims attacks on Mogadishu has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were also wounded in that attack in Mogadishu. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialist won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of more political turmoil. This is VOA News. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general election and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Observers say Kurz has succeeded in reinventing the conservative party and galvanizing the Austrian right, including the far right, following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
Campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis. AP reporting Catalonia's president Carles Puigdemont has not clarified whether he declared independence from Spain in a letter to the central government and has renewed a call for dialogue. Last week, Spain had set a Monday deadline for Mr. Puigdemont to explicitly say whether or not he proclaimed Catalonia was breaking away from Spain. Catalonia held a banned independence referendum on October 1st, and that made a declaration of independence last week. Puigdemont then immediately suspended the declaration to allow time for talks and mediation. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California are spreading quickly and even more, with at least 40 killed so far. Jimmy Bernal is the fire captain in the historic town of Sonoma.
The biggest thing is we have lost way too many people on this fire. The intensity of the fire was incredible, so they're lost. And there's some multiple uncounted for, so the potential of more fatalities is huge, which is very, very sad.
One side of the fire zone stretched for 160 square kilometers, destroying some 5,700 homes and businesses. Some 100,000 people have evacuated their homes because of the fires that began 8 days ago and have been fueled by high winds and dry conditions. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.